I'm aware that the business committee will meet again today, and they are likely to program it for next week or the week after. The business of the House largely is determined by the business committee. Sometimes you're not able to perform the particular business at the date and time appointed, then we may vary the business. But certainly, it is a business committee that will determine what business. The leader, as the leader of government business, is very influential in determining, because he brings government business to the floor. So, but largely, it is not a one-man decision.
So why was it not put on the bill?
Because we are not ready. You see that public hearing is ongoing across the country. We've discovered that a lot of people have misapprehensions because they misunderstand what the e-levy is about. A lot of people have been misinformed by people who haven't seen the bill but are commenting. People making commentaries about your money in your wallet being taxed and so on, which is not the case. So I think it is important for a government to get the people involved, even though the people are represented by their MPs. In this particular instance, we want the people themselves to understand that what their MPs are going to do is about this, and not what they have heard on air or read on social media.
Mm. The minority leader on Tuesday fumed about the fact that it wasn't on the agenda of the House, and telling your side, the majority, that you cannot detect when the bill comes in.
Well, I'm glad he says nobody can dictate. Indeed, nobody does. That's how I've talked about the business committee programming it. And on that same day, if you recall, the minority chief spoke about the business committee programming it on a particular day, which has been was not able to be done on that day. So it's not up to any one of them. It's the business committee which will decide on what day. So fuming left or right does not change anything. It's still, the opportunity is there for business committee to put, but it depends on the proposer being ready. I'm bringing a business to you. If for any reason I'm not ready, I'll defer it. Don't say, why didn't you bring it today, or why didn't you bring it yesterday? Indeed, if I think that it needs more and further discussion, indeed. When it comes to Parliament, I think that we have had so much discussion on so many occasions. I have sat in meetings over this e-levy which has lasted 3-4 hours, both sides, you know. So it is because Parliament cannot reach a consensus. But at the same time, people are misinforming the public about what the e-levy is about, who is, what is to be taxed, and so on. That the government has decided that, right, Parliament will go on. You've had your day. Many, many weeks of negotiation, then you let me explain to the public, so that when we finally come to work with it, we can take the public along with us.
You said you're not ready twice in this interview. Is this a subtle admission that indeed the government failed to do the broader consultation that you needed ahead of even the finance minister coming to announce it when he presented the budget?
I've already explained that I've sat in meetings here in Parliament lasting 3-4 hours. There's been several meetings. Ordinarily,
not within the House, but the general, there are a lot of stakeholders. We've heard the telcos talk about it, and we've heard other stakeholders outside Parliament saying that there was really no broader consultation on this. And I'm asking, is the government not ready to present this bill that you find all important? Because you're sadly admitting that you didn't do what you had to do before it came to Parliament.
No, ordinarily, public education should be after the bill. But because of the high level and deep misinformation that is going around, that is why government has decided to do public education while the bill is pending. Ordinarily, it will be after that you go out and explain that there's that. It is not, what is happening now is not about consulting stakeholders, it's about public education. What is involved, what will be taxed. Suddenly people are saying, all the taxes you have taken, all the loans you have taken, what have you done? So strange, Ghanaians. So strange. the kind of expenditure that this government has invested in the country, in education, in health, in road infrastructure. Of course, not every quarter has it, but for many of us going around the country, you can see the evidence is so obvious.